there was a man who was about to be hanged. And as he was standing there, thinking over his life, they asked him, "Are there any last words as you stand on the gallows?" He said, "I don't think it's safe here." We could look at it and giggle, or we can take some wisdom from his statement. There are a lot of things that you can't change in life. And there are some things that you can change. And there's that famous prayer that ends with the sentence, "Lord, help me see the difference so that I could focus my energies. What can I change?" To take every form of advice and think about what is said to you. Is this something I could change? Is this something I should hang on to? Is this a principle I should not break? St. John Newman said, "To live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often." We as Christians do not try to be stagnant, but ever vigilant, looking and saying, "What can I change about my life?" And that funny statement on the gallows reminds us that we and our choices are intimately connected. What we choose is who we become, and who we are is how we choose. So any shift, any small change that we can make to make ourselves better is a step in the right direction. Have both the courage to know when you should step out into the deep and when you should stay in the boat. To realize, like today's little parable about the talents, that God wants us to cooperate with Him. Religion can become a very lazy thing. You can sit back and you can say you prayed and you're done. Or to say, "I have to use my mind, my body, my soul, everything that is in me to look for wisdom of how I should live, how I should act, so that next year I can say I became a better person, that tomorrow I won't let an opportunity go by." Because if you set your mind with the idea, "I want to live. I don't want to have life happen to me. I don't want to kill time. I want to use it. I want to use every resource God gave me, which includes my enemies, because sometimes my enemies are more perceptive and courageous than my friends and will tell me the truth that my own family is afraid to tell me. To be courageous to seek wisdom wherever I can find it, because life is being poured out like water out of a bottle, and I have only so much left. And I thank God for every moment." So religion reminds us of how much we should use our energy and our potential with God's grace to become better. So in your own life, think of it today. What will you do? How will you change? How will you make those incremental changes both in prayer and in action? Have a living faith that is full of potential and full of choices. Make those choices with courage, and you will find that you will make your choices by who you are, and your choices will gradually make you, and hopefully, into a much better person. Slava Isusu Christu!